Good afternoon. I'm driving along now on a highway just outside of Mansfield. I wanted to record this because I think it's something that needs to be captured. The rain's bucketing down, and we've just stopped off at a pub on the way outside of Mansfield, and reading the paper, it says that Melbourne suffered the worst storm in 40 years. Now, the thing about that is our family decided to go camping during that storm. Okay, so I want you to picture something. There's tents, there's tarpaulins that, you know, usually they're erected by the type that really don't expect to have them used besides anything else besides shade. It's about 12 in the morning, and as we said later, I think it was the night my son Kane became a man. Of course, not in the way that you're thinking, but in the way of, you know, going through something that's probably a little frightening. Lightning was about, it was really about, and we were there holding down the tarp as the gusts of wind came through and the rain, which was falling pretty much horizontally. I know that doesn't make sense, but it sort of depicts what was actually happening. And I looked across as lightning, you know, sheeted across the sky, temporarily filling up the night sky with that silvery glow that it tends to give. And I saw my son, almost enjoying himself. We then spent about an hour digging ditches or the channels to channel the water away with the one spade that we happened to have brought along. Whilst I was thinking, we have three lovely North Face jackets that are sitting at home, still in their hooks, still in the cupboard, which is rather nice. We're heading back now. I can see the car ahead of us in the distance. The reason why we stopped at the pub, Erin needed a feed, and I needed a beer, which I think worked out really well. And as we drive, we're about to hit what I see on the radar is, you know, when on the radar screen, how it has, you know, the light blue for the normal rain, then the green, and then of course there's the red, then there's the brown, the brownie red, then there's that one that's just below the brownie red. We're going to go head into that, so I don't know how long I'm going to be able to drive for. So I just wanted to say that, oddly enough, it was actually a really entertaining night. The tent stood up really well, and it was a night, as we joked, that my son became a man. Oh, also, I took along some of my homemade scumble, which is a recipe my mother handed down from her to me, which was a way to make Bailey's Irish Cream. We now have the tagline for it: scumble, damned by the gods.